You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Leonardsville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
Hey, and I'm Jim.
And we are here back in the studio. Mike, good to have you with us. Long time. No see?
Yeah, good to be here.
Well, listen, it's we haven't talked to you since the hurricane. How did it affect the studio here?
We lost power here. I forget exactly how long it took for all studios to get up, but altogether, I think it was about a good week before everybody was up and running again. For the first, 2 days, there was no broadcasting going on whatsoever. All the stations were down, which was pretty shocking, because...
I can imagine.
That's something that normally does not happen, but community-wise, some did better than others. I got a little more lucky than some did, but...
Well, glad that you fared well, and of course, I know there's still people here in Valdosta rebuilding. Shannon, how did it affect you and Crunch Fitness and your home life?
Well, home life, we got so lucky. My whole neighborhood was destroyed, but my house, I just had some blown out screens in my pool, so I was definitely blessed, very much so at home. Crunch was also very much blessed. Of course, work. The lights went on immediately, so that was up and running. We were able to help the community, so I love that we were able to open up our gym to people that weren't members, so they can come get a shower, come change, just get some cool air if they need to charge their phone. So honestly, Crunch was down not very long, not even 24 hours. They were up and running. So,
well, that's great. That sounds great.
Yeah, I was proud to see the local gyms doing that and other businesses that could.
Absolutely, they are. We'll say hello to Robley Smith. Good to have you join us, Robley. Carl McMath, my cousin, Jim, from Tifton, and does a beautiful job on our yard when we let him come. And Sean Eikenberry, thank y'all for joining us. Well, we've got a full show tonight. We've got a special guest going to be calling in here just shortly, Liz Hunt, all the way from Panama City Beach, Florida. And Jim, Liz and her husband came up and were at NPC Night at the Gladiators and brought some clients to compete. And but she's got a great project she's doing coming up in November, and she's going to tell us all about it.
Right, and she's looking into some projects similar to some things that you've done. So I know y'all had a good conversation about that.
We did, and it's going to be called the Sculpt and Strut Confidence Challenge. And very, very interesting. She really tweaked my interest in that. And she's down in Callaway, Florida, where her and her husband own Anytime Fitness. And she's a certified exercise physiologist and personal trainer. So she's going to be calling in just to tell us about this Sculpt and Strut Confidence Challenge. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. And then, a little bit later on in the show, Miss Kelly Terrell with Force Fitness. Now, this is a young lady that we met one day at a bodybuilding show a while back, and she just really had a story, and we just hadn't had an opportunity to have her on, but she's got a real story. If you saw it on my Facebook page, she said she has made a transformation. It's a story about abuse, transformation from the inside out.
Right. And even though it's taken a while to get around to it, we knew as soon as we talked to her that we wanted her to be a guest on this show.
Absolutely. Very, very positive young lady. She works, she's the marketing director for Force Fitness. They're up in the North Georgia area, north of us. And they came down and was one of our vendors at NPC Night of the Gladiators, Force Fitness. So we were very, very grateful for them coming. But somebody who hadn't been with us in a long, long time, Shannon Watkins, we welcome you.
Hello.
From Crunch Fitness. How are you?
I am wonderful. Glad to be here.
Well, we are just so glad to have you today, Shannon. We hadn't had you in a while, and I know you just told them about Crunch working with the community and helping people when the hurricane came through. But, you know, Crunch is a staple here in Valdosta now.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on with Crunch. And I understand that you have a little bit of news, but you can save that for when you come up here and everybody can see you.
Yes. Crunch is doing great. Honestly, like, I wait for the gym to slow down. It happens in every gym. But you know what? Like, it's just been moving forward, growing. The members are great. I actually did something really cool. I don't know if y'all got to see it on Facebook, but we put sticky notes in the women's locker room to, like, have women motivate each other by putting something positive on the mirror, and it just, like, filled up. So,
I thought that was so cool, we were going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about that some more. So, in the ladies' locker room, you put sticky notes, and each girl, each woman that went in there could put a positive vibe, yes, a positive note to other women.
It filled up. I was, like, every time I would go in, I would just smile. I was like, this is amazing. Like, these women are, like, motivating each other. Just, I mean, there was even scripture on some of it, and I was like, okay, this was, like, the best idea we could have done this month. So.
Well, it was cool. I thought it was a cool thing, and I don't know if I shared that picture or not, but I thought that was a very, very cool thing that y'all were doing. And we're going to touch on that a little bit more. But Teresa Jackson Moser, thank you for joining us. Haven't seen or heard from you in a long time. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Well, you know, that's just a positive thing. It's a positive thing to lift other women up, Shannon.
Absolutely. Listen, men normally aren't too intimidated to walk into a gym. Women, they are. It's a scary area for them, you know. So just to see that, it just warmed my heart. I thought it was incredible. So
I thought it was a very unique idea. And I know that the other women enjoyed doing that too.
Yes, absolutely. You would hear them. I would go in the locker room to just check, and the women were like, this was the best idea ever. And I was like, yes. I was like, I'm glad I did it. I didn't think that many people would participate. I kept having to go put sticky pads in there to, like, so we had enough for everybody to do it. But
yes, some of us have been going to the gym, you know, practically all our lives, and we forget that,
yeah,
for people who haven't been doing that since a young age, a lot of adults actually have, you know, some anxiety about going to the gym.
Sure.
And just,
right.
So for that to be an encouraging, welcoming, yes, atmosphere,
yes,
is a great idea.
Even Crunch, you know, honestly, we have a lot of great gyms in Valdosta, and Crunch is pretty big, and there's a lot going on. And, you know, if you're novice to this world, it can be a little intimidating. So I just love that. I thought it was so uplifting.
I did. I thought that was the coolest thing. I even blew that picture up so I could read some of the sticky, what had been written,
yes,
some of the sticky notes on there. And, you know, that's what Jim, I mean, I think that's what Fit Talk is all about. It's about encouraging others, lifting others up. I mean, that's why I started doing this.
Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of your age, your height, your weight, your goals, you know, everybody should be able to walk in that gym and feel comfortable.
Yes.
And feel absolutely welcomed.
Yes. Huge goal of ours.
Ron Heath, thank you for joining us today here on Fit Talk. Well, I mean, Shannon, you put up the sticky notes. We had quite a few people. We know you didn't get to come to NPC Night, mm-hmm, of the Gladiators because that's your son's birthday.
It's his birthday.
That's his weekend. So, and we certainly get that, but we certainly miss you. But Crunch was certainly represented at NPC Night of the Gladiators, and we appreciate your support. The competitors love the bags that Crunch brought, and we stuffed our bags, stuffed the NPC Night of the Gladiators bags with your bags, and we were just overwhelmed with all the great things that people gave us to put into the competitor bags.
Yes.
So we just want to thank Crunch for all that you did
and
all you've done over the years to support.
They all look forward to it. I'm sad because I have to miss it. It always falls on Gage's birthday, but the whole team, they're like arguing about who's going out there. So, you know, I have to pick, like, okay, like, this person go this year. But yeah, they had a blast. So we were glad to help in any way we could.
Well, we got a lot of positive feedback, but probably overall, the number one thing we get positive feedback is those competitor bags.
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And that, you know, every gym in South Georgia, just about it was represented, and they that's what we heard over and over and over from the competitors is, wow, this is the best bag that I have ever gotten. And I've been competing for years in bodybuilding, and this is the best stuff that I've ever gotten. So that made me and Jim feel good. And it makes us work even that much harder for next year.
Right.
Yeah. And just to go ahead and give you the date, Shannon, it's August the 24th.
Okay, listen, I can do the 24th.
Okay, well, it's August the 24th, 2024, next year.
Okay.
So that's the date. So the way it fell, you know, the dates and the...
Yes.
So it's maybe you can finally get to be one. We're going to take a commercial break, and hopefully we'll have, well, I think Liz is already calling us, so let's just wait here on the phone for her. Hello, do we have a caller on the air?
Yeah, this is Liz Hunt with Anytime Fitness in Callaway.
Well, hello, Liz Hunt. How are you?
Hello, Liz.
Oh, I'm blessed one more time and so excited to be in a space where I can talk to you guys again.
Well, we are just excited to have you. We were just talking about you and that you had come all the way from Panama City and were there at our NPC Night of the Gladiators, and that we had reconnected, and just talking about your event, the Sculpt and Strut Confidence Challenge. Tell our listeners a little more about what you're actually doing, Liz.
Yes, ma'am. And once again, thank you guys so much for this opportunity. You know, one of the things I've noticed within the amateur bodybuilding community is when I have athletes that want to compete, my first question to them is, okay, like, what are you trying to get out of this? Like, do you want to go as far as, like, getting your IFBB pro card? And then even if you get your pro card, like, where do you want to go? Do you want to become, like, a fitness model and use your ISBB or NPC experience as a catalyst for that? Or do you want to become a coach? Like, you know, I really want to challenge the athletes so that they're really thinking about, from a strategic level, like, where they can take their career if they've made it to pro. So a lot of times I've heard the athletes say that they would love the opportunity to be a brand ambassador for different fitness clothing lines or even be able to have the opportunity to be on different magazines or social media platforms where they can talk about their own fitness journey and inspire and lead others. So it kind of hit home for me that we need to have an opportunity, since NPC is not quite there yet with I don't want to say pageantry, but just opening these athletes up to a potential new career for them or a supplemental income for turning themselves into a model if they're keeping themselves in great shape all throughout the year. So not only that, though, but there is some people that don't want to be bodybuilders. They don't want to, you know, go and have to maybe use some of the stuff that we don't talk about. They don't want to, you know, put that kind of strain on their body. So once again, like, how can they celebrate their wonderful physique that they maintain all throughout the calendar year? And that's what evoked us wanting to open up to the community abroad, whoever wants to come in and compete, and just look and let these other modeling agencies look at them and see if they're a good fit for going to the next level.
So I think what you are calling this, the Sculpt and Strut Confidence Challenge, embraces so many people and so many avenues other than bodybuilding.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's so many people that are just curious about how to get into modeling. So why not give them a platform from an amateur standpoint where they can do this at the lowest level? So it's like no threat, low threat. So they come in, they're just going to listen to what the modeling agency is going to offer them as a critique. So even if they don't get picked up to, you know, as a proper printed for that modeling agency, at least they got the exposure and they got to see exactly like what it looks and feels like to be a model.
Well, now I looked on your criteria, and that you must be 18 years old or older to compete.
Yes, ma'am. We wanted for our first time going around about this to keep it as safe as possible. And right now, you know, I feel like there's a lot of legalities and liabilities involved with dealing with minors. So that's why we really wanted to just use this opportunity as our first trial run to make this for amateur adults.
Well, and you have to be 18, but you're not capping it at 35 or 45 or 55. It's open-ended.
Absolutely not. Yes, ma'am. And the reason for that is because the modeling agency conveyed to me that you never know who it is that they're going to need for casting. They could have a movie director call them up and say that they need active and fit folks that are in their 70s, to maybe perform like a golfing routine or whatever else it is. And so there is no need for us to cap the age. We just want everyone to have the opportunity to get on stage and then showcase their physique.
Okay. Now, I know you don't have the website quite up. You said it will be up this weekend?
You got it. So, this is kind of a thing that we sort of threw together, and the reason why we're packing everything in such a tight compression timeline is because we know that bodybuilding season for amateurs like typically will end around November, so we wanted to give those athletes that have been in the greatest shape of their life for contest prep and whatever else it is, a way to end their year and celebrate their physique. So November 18th is the date that we selected so we can help close out bodybuilding season with a pivot. So anybody that has been competing this year can go in and instruct their stuff for this type of a competition. And if it doesn't have to just be fitness models for this particular one, and that's why we were very delighted to call this a sculpt and a strut, so that we could offer this opportunity for amateurs to learn how to get into modeling and model a more commercial look instead of it just being genre specific in the fitness realm.
Well, I just think it was exciting to me when you called me and you said, Maria, this is what I'm about to do. What do you think? I just think it's a great opportunity for anyone, because you're right. Not everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, and I understand that. Jim and I understand that. And, but there are some great-looking people with some great-looking bodies out there.
Yeah, and they're wondering, some of them are wondering, is there, besides becoming a professional bodybuilder, is there some way that I can get my hobby to pay off, to financially pay off?
That's right.
And you can help them with that.
It sounds like you and your husband are right on it, that you have maybe hit a niche, and it sounds very exciting. Now, if we've got some listeners, and I've got some people I'm going to try to turn on to this, how can they find out more information? Can you give us the website and when it will be up and all that, what they can do, and how do they go about signing up for this, and how much is it?
No, you guys, those are great questions. Thank you again for this. So what we're going to do is we're going to launch this as a Facebook event. We're not really confident at this point to launch this as a website as of yet, but if we can turn this into an annual thing, then bet we'll be a little bit more sophisticated and score it away for next year. So what folks can expect to learn a little bit more about what's happening is by liking the Anytime Fitness Callaway Facebook page. It's very important that you specify that, because our franchise is fantastic. There's like 5,000 of us. So you can narrow it down to our event by finding us at Anytime Fitness Callaway. That's where you'll see the event page for this thing to premiere on November 18th. It'll have a link to go straight into registration. For those that are going to be wanting to compete in the sculpt phase, that's the fitness model part, what we're going to do for those athletes is entrance fee is $100. And they'll be getting a huge swag bag with a bunch of local goodies to celebrate everything in the health and wellness space. And then they're going to get 30 seconds to do their own musical choreography to just showcase their athletic prowess. That's their opportunity, just freestyle, to just show the judges exactly like what their athleticism looks like. So if they want to just do push-ups the entire time, or if they want to do some turns, like whatever it is, we just don't want to make this where they feel like they have to go into the typical bodybuilding quarter turns. Now, for the strut phase of it, that's where we're going to be asking the people that want to do more of a commercial type look to do a traditional runway walk, and then they're going to be required to read an ad, a 15-second ad, to the judges, so the judges can not only look at their appearance, but now they're hearing their vernacular. So that way, if there are different movie companies or commercial companies that are asking the modeling agency for that type of talent, then they can co-sign that particular participant speaks very well and is good to go for that next level.
Well, it just sounds like you are covering all the bases, Liz. It sounds very interesting. You know, Jim and I just hate we're not going to be able to be there in Panama City, but we certainly would want to, and we'll be on our anniversary trip that weekend, and we're sad that we're not going to be able to be there for this first time event.
We could be both places.
Yes, we certainly wish we could be both places. But we will be thinking about you, and as you get things that you begin to launch this, we will have you back on here in another couple of weeks to talk about it again, Liz.
Wonderful.
And so we thank you so much for joining us tonight and giving us a little bit of information. And Shannon Watkins is the general manager at Crunch Fitness here in Valdosta with thousands of members. So, Shannon, if you know some people, you might can turn them on to this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is so unique and beautiful. I love it. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Liz. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we will we'll be in touch again soon, okay?
No, that's wonderful. You guys be blessed. And Shannon, you keep crushing it, girl. You look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Liz, for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys take care. Bye.
And let's say hey to Carrie McKinney. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk. Well, Mike, we're going to take it away to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim's down there on the other end. We put him in the corner, and he said he was going to be sleeping, but I don't think I'm going to let him sleep. We're going to wake him up, Shannon. We're going to throw some cold water on him.
I have a bottle over here.
Come
got
on,
it ready.
Come on over.
Uh-oh. I better stay awake then.
Towards me, Shannon, and bring your microphone with you so everybody can see you. Miss Shirley Krause, good to see you. I see you have joined us. Thank you for joining us. Good to see you. It's been a while since you have been on this show, and they have seen your pretty face.
Shannon. Yes, it's been a minute. I've been a busy, busy bee.
Well, now, I understand through the grapevine that you have got a new position coming at Crunch.
Yes. Okay, so this one's hard for me. So anybody that has ran a gym, they very much understand that that gym becomes your baby. You dedicate your entire life and your soul to it. So to give it up and put it in somebody else's hands is, it's rough. It's tough. But it's not because I'm quitting and it's not because I'm fired. I actually got promoted. We have our franchise owner has gyms just popping up left and right, and they're needing help. And so I will actually be over Valdosta and our Alabama clubs, and I'm thrilled. This is what I love to do. I love to go into these gyms and coach and train and get them on board. Customer service is huge for me, making everybody feel comfortable in the gym. So just getting everybody on the same path as Valdosta is what we've been working on. And so with that being said, I have a little cutesy patootsy guy, Tyler. He's been working for me for 2 years. He has earned his spot. If you go in there, you won't miss him. He's loud. He's obnoxious in a great way. The members love him. They adore him. And at first I was like, this isn't going to work, but it works. It just works so well with Crunch, because if you've ever been in Crunch, the vibe, that's what it is. It's goofy. We're all about fun and fitness. And, so I'm excited for him. It's a big deal. He's pretty young. But honestly, I was in my mid-20s when somebody gave me the opportunity to run my own gym, and some, you know, that opportunity meant everything to me. Now I've been in this industry for a really long time. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for Valdosta. But don't worry, I'm still here. I'm not moving. I'm in Valdosta.
You haven't left. Yes. You haven't moved on. You've just moved to a different position. And it sounds like, I mean, it's definitely an up position for you, and, you know, overseeing four big Crunch facilities is going to be a
y'all just pray for me.
We are praying for me.
I'm excited though. I've already been traveling for months to these clubs and helping them out. I mean, it's not me. It's a team of us that are doing it, and it's just been so much fun. I love it. I was like, okay, like, you know, I enjoyed running just one gym, but it's a lot of fun to go into the other gyms and see the different members and the management teams and the teams they have. So I loved it. So it works.
Congratulations. Thanks. To you, Shannon. I think that you are very deserving, and we're excited to see where this is going to take you, and best wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jennifer Daughtry, let's say hello to her, and thank you for joining us. Haven't seen you at the gym in Tifton, Anytime Fitness, lately, but I guess I've just been missing you. Well, Jim, are you asleep down there?
I am not asleep. I can't sleep through this great show.
Well, it's you know, we only have up to go, you know, because we haven't been here in a minute or two. So nowhere to go but up.
Well, we're just glad the studio is still here and didn't get blown away.
Yes, we are definitely glad of that. But of course, the bulk of the show tonight, and Shannon, you can probably weigh in on this subject too. And, you know, this young lady, did you see her before and after pictures?
Yes, it's amazing.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Kelly Terrell, I don't know the whole story, but, you know, apparently she went through some types of abuse. You know, she was not in fitness, as you could see her before picture. But somehow or another, you know, she has found a way to triumph in tragedy, and I think this might be her calling us. So we'll see if we can weigh in on her story. Hello, caller. Who do we have on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Kelly Terrell.
Hey, Kelly Terrell, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
We are wonderful. We are very, very good. We were just talking about you, and I apologize. I've been saying your name wrong. It's Kelly Terrell, and but Kelly, we were talking, and I've got Shannon Watkins here, the general manager of Crunch Fitness here in Valdosta. And, of course, Jim is here with us today. But, of course, I've been posting about your story, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, and we've had a lot of interest in your story tonight. So just give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay. Well, the best way to sum it up really quickly is I'm the oldest of four, loving parents. I kind of took on the role of being the parent to my my siblings, because every time they were born, I kind of lost a little bit of attention. And then fast forward to 13, I started getting into substances and looking for validation there. And I found competitive swimming and gave up on that when I was raped around 17. And then I got into alcohol and drugs and seeking the wrong men. And pretty much 12 years later, I was in full-blown addiction and with a guy that was trying to kill me. And I found freedom in that when I found Abba House, and I got sober, found God. Then, fast forward a little bit more, 7 years sober, I find bodybuilding. And I'm sitting at about 500 pounds almost, maybe 450. And I lost about 100 pounds of my own. And then I found the second saving grace in my life, which was Force Fitness. And found a love for bodybuilding and lost 120 pounds, competed the first time in 2020 and took first place in both divisions. And I'm sitting here today and still love it and competed four times and continue to plan on doing so.
Well, that's quite the journey.
Yes.
Kelly, we have 28 more minutes to go. So let's back up. This is live radio, and you went from start to finish in 2 minutes.
Sure did.
Well, I wasn't sure what I was allowed in, so I wanted to give you guys.
I'm teasing you. You know, that was huge, wasn't it, Shannon?
Yes.
That,
oh my goodness,
that was a lot. All right, so let's back up. As a teenager, you had some issues.
Yes, I felt I'm sorry, was somebody talking or is that my relay?
Must be your relay.
So when I was younger, I felt like I wasn't accepted by my peers. I always stood out as more of a leader, and so I never really knew how to lead. I was the oldest. I didn't have a sibling to follow. I pretty much just taught myself the ways, and then I followed the wrong crowd, which led me into partying and places I shouldn't be. And I just never really was accepted by my peers, even in sports. I mean, any of the sports I did were solo driven, swimming, running, dancing. Everything was on my own, not really team competitive. So I didn't know how to step into the role as a leader whatsoever. And so I just ended up in the wrong crowds every turn for the most part.
And, you know, so you went on through that with your teenage years. And then something changed.
Yep. I led myself into complete disaster, and I ended up getting, when I was 17, I was raped. Thank goodness I don't remember it, but I was raped by a friend of a friend, and that just led my spiral even further. And then about 22 years old, my dad passed away from a massive heart attack, and I was a complete daddy's girl. And then I found out I was pregnant, and I decided to give her up for adoption. And that just led my addiction even further. And it just, every event I went through just led me further and further away from God and closer to drugs and alcohol and bad men, because it was numbing everything I was feeling.
Right. Well, now, so you're 22 now, and you're pregnant, and you have found out that, and now you're going to give the baby up for adoption. And so then what happened after that?
Well, I was just sort of out of my mind with grief. I made the best decision I felt like at the time for her to have a better quality of life, because I really hadn't even grieved my dad, much less been sober even for 24 hours at that point. So I made the decision, and I found Bethany Christian Adoption Agency, and they were just wonderful. And she actually ended up getting adopted by my mom's best friend's best friend, and who now I have a relationship, and she calls me mom as well.
Okay, Kelly, that's a beautiful story,
right?
In itself. Wow. I mean,
I serve a God of restoration. I cannot preach that enough because he knew what I didn't know when I gave her up.
That's right. That's right.
I would have a relationship.
Well, and you know, that's all that, I mean, that's all you can hope for. I mean, I got chills just about thinking about that.
Yes.
I mean, you just saying that. I mean, that's just a whole story in itself, you know. So, I mean, absolutely, we serve a God of restoration, and he's got a plan for our life. And even though we don't follow it sometimes, he can, you know, make beauty out of ashes.
And he always corrects the path. When you stray, he's got another route to set you back on that path.
Amen.
He knows that's your determination.
Man,
and I've always found, I may have gone left, but he's coming right to catch me up.
That's absolutely right. Me and Jim can certainly understand that.
Right.
So you gave the baby up for adoption. And how long was it after that that you finally, you know, how did you get back on the right path? I mean, what happened that you just said, this is enough, I can't do this anymore? What happened?
Well, it happened about, let's say, the decision. I was with an abusive man for about 5 years, and then my brother was getting married, and he terrorized me on the day of the wedding. And as I was leaving, I decided I'm done. And so I told my brother and my sister-in-law that I was, as their wedding gift, I was leaving him. And I told them exactly what had been going on. And that was when my mind was made up. And so ensued the whole debacle of him going to prison for trying to kill me with a machete. And
wow.
That turned my life a little bit upside down for about another year, because I ended up living out of hotels and spiraling further into addiction. I was about 30 years old at the time. And that's when my family put their foot down. They said, you know, you're going to get help. At this point, my brother had been through No Longer Bound, and he was sober about 8 years from heroin himself. And so they said, we're done. If you don't get help, you won't have anything. So I donated my car, and I was in the program a month later, tried everything to avoid it, including getting my wisdom teeth pulled. I kicked and screamed, and I said I was going to a cult, because Abba House is an inpatient, Christ-loving center for treatment, and it helps with all life issues. And so I just didn't feel like I belonged there. I was in complete denial. I'd picked myself up from rock bottom so many times, I figured I could do it again. Even though each and every time was less and less successful, I was a full-blown addict.
You know, why is that? You know, I'm not an addict myself, so I can't understand. What is it that makes you feel like that, you know, that you can just, you know, do this over and over and get the same results? You know, what's that definition of insanity? You know, just doing the same thing over and over and getting the same result. You know, so what is it that makes addicts, and I, you know, we have them in our family, me and Jim both. So, you know, what is it that makes you feel like you can do it, Kelly?
Well, this is the thing. It comes from issues that are in the first 7 years of your life. Those are when you learn all the most important things: how to eat, how to walk, what women and men are, fathers and mothers. And those are when you build all your fundamental beliefs. And so it went all the way back to the beginning for me, and seeing things that I didn't even realize that I had to work through when I was at Abba House. And I just realized that I was numbing everything, as well as just throwing all care to the wind. I didn't really care whether I lived or died. Most addicts don't, with every drink, with every drug they take. It's something they may not even realize. But there's very little value that we put on ourselves when we put substances in our body, especially if we know God, because it's our temple, and we just don't really care what the results are. We just don't want to feel. We're escaping. We're running. We're hiding. We're ashamed. And it's a never-ending circle where it happens to be that you do something you're ashamed of, you use, then you have regret and guilt. And it's a never-ending vicious circle, because every one bounces off of the other. And so for me, it just, every event in my life that I hadn't dealt with was coming up in my face at any given point. As you know, the enemy is not creative. He will constantly hit you with your biggest insecurities until you are back in that place. He hit me with, I'm not worthy, I am not beautiful, I am not strong, I am not loved, and I'm alone. And he always resurfaces with the same tricks. It may look a little different, but it's the same tricks. And until I was strong enough to know the truth about myself from the word, I was going to continue to spiral every time because I was doing it in my own strength.
That's right. So you're 30 years old now, and you've gotten out of this bad, abusive relationship, a man who actually tried to take your life.
Yes.
And you're in this rehab clinic, this Christian-based.
Yep. It was a minimum 15-month program, which I stubbornly turned into 19 months, which I graduated from with honors, and I went on to do the ministry training program afterwards, which is an additional year where you learn to give back to the women in the program and counsel them, and you become staff afterwards. So it's like God just transformed me through the whole thing. I mean, I kicked and screamed for the first 4 months. Don't get me wrong. I did not like the idea of being away from life for that long, and I could have walked out at any point, but I would have had nothing, and my family was not playing. If I left, I was really disowned, and they would have done it out of complete love.
Right. But it's tough love. Sometimes you have to have tough love.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And for me, it was the only way. And God also put me in the right program because there's 30-day, there's 60-day, there's 90-day programs. But in my opinion, those just dry you out.
Yeah.
They don't make you deal with the underlying issues. And so God put me in the one where he was like, she needs the toughest one in the country to make her look at her stuff and be done. And he surely knew me better than I knew myself because it was the best thing for me.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. Let me say hello to Edith Ann Sibbett. Thank you for joining us. And Sandra Moore Hicks, thank you for joining us tonight. We are listening to the story of Kelly Terrell and overcoming alcoholism, abuse, obesity. And, you know, so you have now reached that point. You're there at the rehab center. You didn't want to be there the first 4 months, but you toughed it out anyway. And so you were there for 15 months, plus you even did another year so that you could become a counselor to give back to these other women like yourself.
Yes. And it was actually 19 months. It's a minimum of 15-month program, but I extended mine. I need a little bit more fine-tuning.
Well, good for you. Hey, listen, kudos to you for understanding yourself well enough to know, hey, I need this extra time.
I don't know if I gracefully accepted it. I will be transparent. But that's what God said I needed, and the staff knew me better than I knew myself. And I surely appreciate it because those extra months, they fine-tuned me even further, and he knew what I needed.
All right, so you've done this, and then you went through the other program so that you could give back. And what happened after that?
So what happened was I ended up departing from the ministry program because I decided to go into the world and get a job because you really don't know how you're going to do until you step out.
Right.
And you know, you can stay under that covering or you can take a leap of faith and you can get out in the world and you can try putting your program into action. And that's what I did. I decided to come to a company, which I'm still presently at 4 years later, and it's completely different than anything I've ever done, and it was something that I couldn't even tell you what I did for 6 months. Literally couldn't describe it. So I was completely they taught me everything I knew, and here I am 4 years later working in the real world, dealing with real-life issues, and I moved away from that covering, but I still carry every single thing that I learned there, every tool that I learned, forgiveness, inner healing, relationship with God. There's so many things that I still walk out every single day from that program.
Well, now, when you came to work for Force Fitness, had you lost the first 100 pounds?
Yes. So I lost a fair bit of weight when I was at Abba House because they kept us busy. I was almost 450 pounds when I started there. And when I graduated, I was about 350. I lost a good bit of it walking and working and on our feet all day. And then I did a little bit of it myself extra at the end. I've tried everything. Any weight loss workout you can think of, I've tried it. And it wasn't lasting for me. So fast forward about a year after being a URS agent, I met Andrea through a mutual friend.
Now, who's Andrea?
Andrea Reeves is one of the co-owners of Force Fitness. Her and her husband, Jerry and Andrea Reeves, that's who they are.
And tell our listeners where Force Fitness is located.
Social Circle, Georgia. It's a little town north of Loganville. So okay. It's like a serious, like, athletic gym that caters to just about anybody that's interested in having no judgment and serious workouts.
Okay.
And so I met them, and I was probably about 275 at that point. And they then introduced me to my first coach, Nick Morell, and he took me from 275 right down to about, I think I was 149 at my first show, and that was, initially, I signed up for the Haney in November, and I met him in May. Wait, I signed up for the following year, Haney. Well, worked, and it's because I had a ways to go. And then he moved my show up when he saw how stubbornly determined I was to lose weight, and I ended up doing the Georgia show in July of 2021. Or was it June? It's hot. They all mesh together.
So you got a personal trainer, and he took you from 275 to 140. Is that what you said?
About 149. It was 149. Where we were at.
Okay. Yeah. But and a stage-ready 149.
Yes. We worked with a meal plan. We worked with daily exercise and cardio and water intake. I mean, he was probably more than a personal trainer. He was a coach. He bodybuild coached me. And he took me to where I was at that first show. And then Jerry took me on for my next few shows. We all kind of worked together. We're a team. Team Grunt, let me shout that out, because the best team I've ever known and the most supportive team family. And they just showed me what it was to love bodybuilding and love myself throughout it. And I found myself further identifying through bodybuilding, through exercising. It became like my mental safe space.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when we release one thing, we have to grab something else. So when you released all that hurt, abuse, alcohol, drug addiction, all that, you had to reach for something else. And you reached for God's love. You reached for healthy eating, you reached for exercise, and you reached for a family and a community that would support you doing that. So
it sounds like you're a person that has a lot of energy, a lot of drive, but it, obviously it needs to be directed in the right places, in the right ways, and looks like you're finding your way.
I couldn't agree with you more. I tend to get... doing the most is what I tend to get nicknamed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Kelly, Jim and I met you, I believe, was it in Florida somewhere?
No, it was at the floor. It was at my very first show. We were just talking about the Georgia show. I bought a shirt at your booth. I'll never forget.
Okay. We've met so many people. I couldn't remember exactly where it was that we met you. But, yeah, I mean, you were just so energetic. We interviewed you, just a brief interview then. And you told me then that you had lost a bunch of weight, and I was just stunned, you know. But I didn't get your full story then. I didn't get the full, of what you were telling me. And, you know, because we've had transformation stories before. But, you know, I think this is so much more than a transformation story. And I like the way that you, because you sent me the tagline for the show tonight, that it was, you know, it's a transformation inside and out.
Yeah.
Your transformation wasn't just an outward transformation, but it was also an inward transformation. And I think that's what really just sets you apart from other transformations. Jim?
Yes.
I absolutely agree.
It's pretty complete, you know. So we're not just talking about the physical transformation, you know. It's more of a life transformation.
For sure.
And for me, honestly, one couldn't go without the other.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. I think your testimony is so inspiring. So this is just an incredible story for sure.
Thank you so much.
Let's say hello to Brockman. How do you do, Brockman? Thank you for joining us tonight. Well, Kelly, I mean, I think tonight, you know, as our listeners are listening to you, I mean, there's a lot of people out there without hope. They think that there's no hope for them. But you're here to tell them there is hope. There is hope, you know, if you want to lose weight, there's hope. If you want to be free of alcohol and drugs, there's hope. If you want to be free of an abusive relationship, there's hope. If you want to serve God and change your life, there's hope. So to me, Shannon, I think this is a message of hope that Kelly's
I 100% agree.
Inspiring everybody to do.
Yes. I mean, fitness is so great on so many levels as far, you know, I'm one to say, hey, fitness saved my life in many ways. So, I mean, you've definitely been through it all, and we get all walks of life in these gyms, you know, everywhere. You get, you know, right. Somebody, they might walk in just hoping to have a little bit of that hope or, you know, something to help them. So I just think your story is absolutely incredible, and it needs to be shined all over so that, you know, the person that feels like they can't take that first step, you know, hey, somebody did do it. So if they did it, I can do it too.
Well, and let me be completely transparent. That is my goal, and that's my calling, because I was that person on every single level. I was hopeless. I felt suicide. I felt depression. I felt anxiety. Now, I wasn't ever medicated, thank the Lord, but I felt that it was all impossible. Every single thing I surmounted felt impossible. But I'm here to tell everybody that nothing is impossible with God. As Philippians 4:13 says, all things are possible with Him.
Absolutely. Amen.
Absolutely. That is so true. I mean, now she has a relationship with her daughter. You know, right. God even opened that door. Mm-hmm. You know, what a wonder. I mean, that story, that's still resonating with me, Kelly. You know, I never knew my biological father. I was adopted, and I didn't know my biological father. I never knew him. I have a half-brother out there in the world somewhere. But, I was raised in a loving family, you know, and had a loving father, and I did live with my biological mother. So I understand that a little bit. But I think that's a wonderful thing, especially for a mother to know who her daughter is, and a daughter to know who her mother is.
Amen.
And that young lady, how old is she now?
She's 13. And mm-hmm. her mother, Amanda, is amazing. She's done an amazing job raising her up and keeping her open to the possibility of one day knowing me. And she is just the most wonderful creation. And it's God. He gave her to me, and then he gave her to Amanda, and then now we both raise her up. And it's such a blessing all around, because God knew. I may have not been connected emotionally when I gave her up, but I did. I was connected enough to pick the right person through him, and then he knew he would bring her back when
right.
I was ready.
Yes.
Well, I mean, she's a lucky young lady to have two wonderful parents, it sounds like, and we are just... that's just such a blessing. That just warms my heart just to hear that. But, you know, so much that she went through, Jim. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's not just, you know, I had to lose weight. I mean, just over and over. It just sounds like the world knocked you down. Not that some of it was not of your own doing, but you saw you had the fortitude to pull yourself out of the gutter.
Yeah.
Every single time, nothing I've been through has been easy, and I truly give it all to God, because even when I didn't know him and I pulled myself up, but like when I chose Amanda to raise Gracie, I didn't have a full-on committed relationship with God. In fact, I was probably completely rebellious, or she wouldn't have been birthed. So I just give it all to him. I can't do that enough, and I won't ever stop doing it.
Well, praise God for that. We need more people out there telling their story.
And he knew you were going to do that all along.
Absolutely. He knew your heart, and he knew that if he called you and that once you got your life straight, that you would give it to him, and then you would be given this testimony. I have a listener right here. He just says, this girl's story should go viral. You know, she could inspire so many. So thank you for that, Ron. We appreciate that great comment. Jack and Miriam, thank you for joining us tonight. Clements from our church, Jim, they're joining us tonight. Good. Well, I mean, it is certainly, Kelly, a story of triumph over tragedy, more tragedies than I can ever imagine in one person's life. And, you know, you are such a happy person. You are so grounded in your faith, and you know, I think this is a story that's going to inspire so many people, Shannon.
100%.
I mean,
100%.
I truly believe God makes our mess into our message if we're just obedient enough to, like, listen to it. And he doesn't really equip the call or call the equipped. He equips the called. So he's given me everything I need as I walk. As long as I just listen, I know the next step is his step. And so I pray it goes viral because I want people to have hope. I want them to know if I can do it, you can do it.
Well, I mean, it was, just look at the picture. You think, oh, she's just lost a lot of weight and now she's beautiful. You know, yeah. Got a beautiful body, you know. But this is so much more than that.
Yes.
It is. I lost spiritual baggage and weight.
There you go.
There it is.
Yep. Well said, Kelly. Well said. Jim, you got any final words for Kelly?
Well, just congratulations on what you've done so far and keep up the good work.
Thank you guys so much for having me on and spreading some of the awareness. I'd love to come and see you guys and do it in person and maybe let people ask questions. I mean, whatever you guys feel led to do, I'm game to go to one day.
Well, we certainly will do that because I think they need to see you in person and get to know you and see because you called in. We can't have any other callers call into this studio. So if you come into the studio and are here with us, we could have callers call in and ask you questions, and that would be a great, great show, a more in-depth show even, Kelly. So we will certainly do that and have you back on Fit Talk Radio.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
We've got people trying to call now, see, but we can't let them call in because
we only got one line.
Because we only have one line and the phone's ringing. They're wanting to ask you a question or talk to you, but we can't answer the phone while you're on there. So, well, Shannon, any final words for Kelly?
Listen, this story is so inspiring, and I love it. I mean, this is your purpose to get out there and to inspire others. So just keep doing that, and, you know, I'm proud of you. I don't even know you personally, and I'm just so proud of you. So.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, to know her is to love her. She's the sweetest thing, Shannon.
Awesome.
So we love her, and she's a hard worker. Well, Kelly, you take care, and we will talk to you soon. And thank you for calling in and telling us your story tonight on Fit Talk.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to see me, they can come out to Force Fitness, the Social Circle, and I'd happily train them or just give them a hug. Or pray with them.
We will definitely put that out there. And, hey, me and Jim are going to come to Social Circle and see you.
Yes, that's great.
All right, honey.
Have a wonderful evening and be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Mark Hand, thank you for joining us today. What a great, inspiring story, Jim and Shannon.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm so glad she called in.
That's an incredible story. You know, first of all, you know, Jim and I do... You know, we promote bodybuilding. We support bodybuilding. You know, I'm not a bodybuilder, Jim. Do you consider yourself a bodybuilder?
I'm not.
You know, we're just fitness buffs. I've been doing fitness my whole life. We just happen to like the sport of bodybuilding. And, I only competed one time in my life, you know. It was back in the day. And there was just women's bodybuilding. There was no bikini and figure and fitness and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I got the love of fitness in my heart as a young teenage girl, and it's just stuck with me, and it became a career for me. So, we talk a lot about bodybuilding, but, you know, Fit Talk and the show, and that's why we call it Fit Talk and More now, because it's so much more than just the outward appearance of somebody. But, you know, it's like Kelly, you know, I mean, she had a transformation inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And now she is spreading that story of transformation and hope. And I think she's going to inspire a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that picture was worth 1,000 words.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Okay, we got another caller here. Let's see who it is. Hey, we got a caller on the air.
Hello. This is your lady without a name, remember?
Yes.
Hello, lady without a name.
Just want to add two things to her. Now, she has the hope. But now, in the Bible, Jesus gave us this. He gave us faith, hope, and love.
Mm-hmm.
And love was the greatest of them all.
Mm-hmm.
She's complete. And that's what's carrying her.
Absolutely. That's Corinthians. That's 2 Corinthians 13, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I know my scripture. That is absolutely right. What a great, and I've got to tell Kelly, you know, you have hope, and she has faith, and she does have love. And you can just hear it exuding from her voice.
Yes, yes. She's a wonderful lady, and I just want her to know I live by that. I have a marvelous day every day.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and for listening to us. We, me and Jim certainly appreciate it.
I want to thank you for your program. You know, I've been listening to you for years, and then sometimes you're gone, but really, you're special yourself, both of you.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate your support.
Thank you.
And we always appreciate your calls.
We absolutely appreciate you calling. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Jim, I think that's a wrap here tonight. Shannon, thank you for coming.
Yes. Absolutely. All about for Crunch. Having me.
Thank you, Shannon.
Absolutely.
And listen, Maria, I never thought I would be saying these words, but go Crimson Tide. And I'm not talking about the University of Alabama. I just checked with Justin to see if he could join us with supper tonight. And our youngest son, Justin, he's 23. And he's coaching a little 9 and 10 year old team out of the Valdosta League here, rec football, and I'm proud of him and his two buddies. They're all about the same age, and you know, proud of them because a lot of the coaches, you know, they get into this because they have a child,
yes,
and they want their child to play, or they want their child to make the All-Star team or whatever. These guys don't have a child; they're just doing it to help these kids and because they love it.
Yeah,
and 4-0 right now, Crimson Tide, the Hayhira Crimson Tide, and they're playing tonight.
Aww.
So good luck.
Good luck to those guys tonight, and thank you so much for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk. Jim?
Everybody keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGL. Signing out. Bye-bye now.